A precious and life-saving vaccine, free of cost. And yet no one at this COVID-19 vaccination center in downtown Dakar wants to take it. Some passerbys ask Nurse Binta Diallo if the vaccine will make them sterile. Others wonder if it will give them a heart attack or if they'll go blind. Despite her assurances the vaccine is safe and could protect their lives, people don't trust her.
So much misinformation, so much nonsense. Talking about COVID vaccines is like talking about politics. It has become an issue that divides people. Let's make this clear. We need to get vaccinated to protect ourselves and our loved ones. It's the only way.
Among those refusing to get vaccinated is TV pundit and emergency doctor Babacar Nyang. While he treats patients infected with COVID-19, Nyang is famous for his postings on social media. He argues that as long as Western pharmaceutical companies refuse to waive patents so that vaccines can be produced locally, they should not be trusted or used on Africans.
It's not a vaccine, it's a product being tested on people. That's why people are getting sick despite the vaccine.
Too much fear, misinformation, and not enough vaccines means that only 10% of Africans have been vaccinated. Nigeria, home to 200 million people, is only inoculated an average of 1,000 people a day. In Senegal, more than 200,000 expired doses have been destroyed.
This is where the COVID vaccine is being stored. It needs to be kept between 2 and 8 degrees Celsius. The challenge is to get those vaccines in remote health centers where the ambient temperatures is around 40 to 30 degrees Celsius. Also, it's a race against time for health workers to get as many people inoculated before these doses expire.
For Nurse Diallo, the new variant is spreading faster than we think, partly because of widespread misinformation. This vaccine hesitancy has a cost, perhaps barely visible for now, but she fears a wave of infections lies ahead. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.
Let's talk about this with Dr. Mohga Kamalyani, who's a senior policy advisor at the People's Vaccine Alliance. He's joining us from Oxford in the UK. Thanks for speaking to us on the Al Jazeera NewsHour. So from what you've seen, how deep does vaccine skepticism run in? Let's look at the continent of Africa, first of all.
Okay, so there is, as your reporter said, there is the misinformation which spread globally. Misinformation is everywhere. Now, what we have on top of that in Africa is the fact that there was no supply. So there wasn't communication, you know, like a big communication campaign to tell people what's this vaccine about and how it can protect us and all that. The governments couldn't do that because there was no vaccines. So here in the UK, you know, there was communication everywhere because if I go to the clinic, I will get a vaccine. But if I am in Africa, I won't get anything. So we don't have that communication. So that's one thing. So people didn't, there was no vaccine, so why should worry about it? And it was just that the whole sphere was open to the misinformation. So the other thing is that now that you mentioned Ghana, now that Ghana has, there are some doses in Ghana, there is some campaigning to educate people about the vaccines. So there is more people getting vaccinated in Ghana, and many other countries are like that in Africa.
Right. You were talking about the UK just a moment ago, though, and you were comparing the communication over in the UK where you are to some countries over in Africa. But despite there being communication over in the UK, there still is vaccine hesitancy and skepticism over there, as well as in parts of a lot of countries in Eastern Europe. What do you put that down to?
These are different. In Africa, there's lack of supply and misinformation. Here, the anti-vax movement or groups are very strong. There always have been, on measles, on other vaccines, and now on COVID. But now the social media is really popularizing their message, so a lot of people are skeptical about it. In Africa, last December, so a year ago, the Africa Union did a survey among a number of African countries, and most people said they are they are they're willing to get vaccinated, because we're used to vaccines in Africa. You know, we vaccinate kids as a normal part of life. So having a vaccine is just part of life. It's not a big deal. But we didn't have the vaccine. While here, people have the choice either to have the vaccine or not. We didn't have that choice in Africa.
Right.
It just is no vaccine, and that's it.
You're part of the People's Vaccine, and one of the things that your organization calls for is equal access to vaccinations. What needs to happen? Obviously, we're not seeing equal access. As you've been saying, parts of Africa do lack vaccines. So what needs to happen to sort of make sure that the vaccine reaches people who need it and want it?
Well, that's not the problem. The problem is rich countries, particularly rich countries, left three key decisions in the hands of pharmaceutical companies. And that is how many doses to produce, where the doses are going, and the price. And therefore, the doses were produced according to the company capacity. They would prefer to give them to rich market because that's where they maximize their profit. And, you know, it's expected that between Pfizer and Moderna by next year, they will have made 100 billion with a B, billion dollars next year. That never happened in pharmaceutical companies' history. This is wrong. What we've been asking, the People's Vaccine and others have, Alliance have been asking for since last year, in expectation of this, even before we had a vaccine, is to diversify production and maximize production all over the world. There are so many companies. Colleagues have just published a report yesterday about the number of companies in developing countries that could have made the vaccines and therefore could have made more doses and right. made them available to these countries. We still have that option. We still can do that if the companies share the knowledge about the vaccine. There okay. is an mRNA hub in Africa, and they're not doing that. They still want the monopoly.
We'll this have to
just
leave
not
it there.
On.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for speaking to us from Oxford in the UK, Dr. Mohga Kamal Yani. Thank you.